two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
we could see more ways for wildlife to cross busy highways in the West under the newly signed infrastructure bill. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Second, a slew of nations moved to stop air travel from southern Africa today. Stocks plunged in Asia and Europe in reaction to news of a new, potentially more transmissible COVID-19 variant. Third, we'll, of course, continue to keep an eye on that drive brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz.
Traffic on I-15 looks great if you're going to take it. I-80's fine into the canyon, and city streets are crash-free. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
47 sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Temperatures haven't budged yet. It's still 28 degrees in Salt Lake City with KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Investors around the world are selling, and that's expected to continue in New York, where the Dow is set to drop more than 700 points at the open. This is as the world reacts to news of a new COVID-19 variant first spotted in South Africa that is prompting concern. ABC's Lama Hassan has more from London.
The UK instituting an emergency travel ban on six southern African countries where the variant was first identified. Israel and Singapore also introducing travel restrictions overnight. The EU saying it's planning to follow suit. Now today, the World Health Organization holding an emergency meeting.
The variant has a high number of mutations. That's what alarmed scientists. It could be more transmissible. The WHO's Christian Lindmeier said,
it will take a few weeks for us to understand what impact this variant has.
In the U.S., shoppers heading out for Black Friday. Some people went early. They lined up at a New Jersey GameStop on Thursday.
I got the Xbox here for my son. He made the honor roll, so I'm just happy to get it for him.
But as the holiday shopping season arrives, law enforcement is busy trying to put an end to a recent trend of group-style robberies at some high-end stores.
Police here in L.A. and across the country are trying to figure out how to stop the recent rash of groups, sometimes up to 80 strong, rushing into high-end stores, breaking windows, attacking workers, grabbing what they can, and getting out before officers arrive. LAPD Chief Michael Moore tells ABC News his officers will be saturating mall areas.
We're going to have added uniform patrols. They're already out in the retail market areas, into the malls.
He says LAPD detectives are also scouring the backgrounds and connections of those who have been arrested breaking into high-end stores. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Over 50,000 people in Southern California still don't have power. It's been shut off because of high winds that could knock down power lines and spark wildfires. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Health officials around the world are worried about that new variant of COVID-19, and the UK is already making preparations for its spread. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan in London.
Global cases of this new variant are on the rise. Infections now identified in Hong Kong and Israel. Scientists sounding the alarm on this variant, which they say is the most heavily mutated variant discovered so far. They worry it could evade vaccines and could be more transmissible. This morning, the UK instituting an emergency travel ban on six southern African countries where the variant was first identified. Israel and Singapore also introducing travel restrictions overnight. The EU saying it's planning to follow suit. Now today, the World Health Organization holding an emergency meeting and could designate this variant as either one of interest or one of concern. Europe, now the epicenter as a fourth wave, is sweeping across much of the continent with a big surge in COVID cases. Germany, one of the countries hardest hit, is recording more than 100,000 deaths since the pandemic began. And the World Health Organization is warning of a further 700,000 COVID deaths in Europe by March if current trends hold. Now, both Austria and Slovakia have entered lockdowns. France is ramping up their booster shot campaign. Portugal and Italy are tightening restrictions, requiring people be vaccinated to go to social activities, even in areas considered low risk for COVID. Now, the Netherlands reintroducing mask mandates in stores and ordering bars and restaurants to close at 8 p.m. This is a stark reminder that we are not out of the woods yet.
Kind of interesting that while the UK and some other countries are putting in travel restrictions, the World Health Organization is actually advising against these kinds of travel bans. They are cautioning countries against hastily imposing travel restrictions linked to this new variant, saying that they should not be taking a risk-based approach, but rather a scientific-based approach, while the World Health Organization takes a closer look at this variant. We'll continue to follow it and the effects of it, of course, even on our markets this morning here on KSL on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 6:19, time again for a look at how the roads are doing this morning. It's been light so far. Let's get the latest brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz, with Andy Farnsworth.
Tim, so far looking great on any of the freeways that you'll take if you need to for distance traveling reasons at all. It looks like most people today sticking to city streets, not very many on the freeways, and no crashes to report yet, so that's good news. If you're planning a trip into the canyon this morning, you've got dry road conditions and no restrictions in Big or Little Cottonwood Canyons. Make the most of holiday shopping with triple rewards from Cypress Credit Union. Earn triple points for every dollar you spend using your Cypress Rewards card now through December. Visit cypresscu.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's go back for a look at the 7-day forecast now. Grant Wayman gets you through the weekend.
Partly cloudy, 47 today, sunshine 46 tomorrow, and then 51 in the sunshine on Sunday. More of the same next week, hazy sun and no storms. 51 Monday, 49 Tuesday, and more of the same Wednesday, Thursday, sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, at some point, we're going to start getting worried about not having enough precipitation here. We got off to such a great start in October, and this 7-day just nothing but sunshine and temperatures hovering around 50 degrees. Right now in Salt Lake City, it is 28. Just a reminder, coming up this afternoon, 3 o'clock, Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News will continue to take a look at what is and what is not on store shelves this Black Friday, from furniture to electronics to clothing and more, and everything to do with the shortage of shipping containers of course, all those things are shoved into to come our way and may still be sitting off the coast there in the Pacific Ocean. Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 o'clock here on KSL News Radio.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Give those you love something inspirational this Christmas from Siegel Book. Save on books, movies, and home decor sure to welcome the Christmas spirit. Christmas statues are now up to 80% off. The My First Nativity set is 60% off. Select a snuggly sweet salt gifts, new sweaters, cardigans, and more, always at a discount. And this Friday and Saturday only, save 40% off one item. 40% off. Enjoy Black Friday pricing all week at Siegel Book and 40% off one item all day Friday and Saturday. See store for details. Siegel. Live inspired for less.
Ready for a new Kia? Go to Doug Smith Kia. It's worth the short drive to American Fork to see why we've been named the best of Utah Valley for the 6th year in a row by the Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Our mission statement, treat our customers the way we would like to be treated. And that's made us Utah's choice for Kia. Doug Smith Kia, exit 278 in American Fork. Also, don't forget, we buy cars.
Hey, Doug.
Tuacon Amphitheater's upcoming season is the season of a million memories with blockbuster musicals perfect for your entire family. And it's the best time to purchase season packages because our Black Friday sale is happening now through November 29th. Experience the majesty of the canyon with a little extra Tuacon magic in the amphitheater with these exciting Broadway shows. Disney and Cameron Mackintosh's Mary Poppins, Wonderland, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, starring David Archuleta. Also, enjoy Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in our indoor Hafen Theater. Buy now to save up to 35% on season packages for the 2022 season. You heard that right, up to 35% off, but only through November 29th. Don't wait a minute more. Visit tuacon.org to take advantage of our Black Friday sale today. Again, that's tuacon.org.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you again this morning by Trajan Wealth. A high-profile L.A. attorney is suing Trader Joe's over some of the grocery store's popular frozen foods and ready-to-eat salads. The lawsuit claims certain items included high amounts of lead. Trader Joe's did not respond to request for comment. KSL Drive's AAA projects nearly 4 million people plan to drive somewhere this Thanksgiving holiday over a year ago. That's within 3% of pre-pandemic levels. The best time to hit the road today is between 11 a.m. If you're driving Saturday or Sunday, leaving before noon is probably your best bet. And air travel hit a pandemic high just before the Thanksgiving holiday. As of Wednesday, daily airport passenger volumes exceeded 2 million people for 7 days in a row. That's a streak we didn't see or haven't seen since before the pandemic. Your money at this moment, it has been a tough go of it. This new variant, or fears over this new variant, causing some real shaky conditions on the markets. The Dow futures, anyway, are off 775 points. That's a little more than 2%. The S&P is down 78, 1.7%. The NASDAQ is off 1 full percentage point, or 172 points this hour. Been a quiet morning on the roads out there. Our expectation is it will stay that way, but just in case there's a problem, we'll check traffic and weather together next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.